By the beginning of the 14th century, Edward I, King of England, was effectively King of the British Isles. The native Principality of Wales had been conquered by 1278. The kingship in Scotland was in abeyance as a result of a rebellion, Edward having acted as judge in the great cause following the death of Alexander III in the 1280s. The king's authority in Ireland was hardly less. Edward I, an imperial and Arthurian enthusiast, had fulfilled, or at least seemed to be about to fulfil, the promise in politics and events which was implied in his reburial of Arthur and Guinevere at Glastonbury, the making of an Arthurian round table at Winchester, and the construction of an imperial capital at Carnarvon in North Wales. If we take a view from about 1305, 1306, we see an important step in the creation of what has been described as the first English Empire, a major step on the road towards the Anglicisation of the British Isles, of which we are the heirs, not least because spoken English is the language of the island. This was, to use the words of Rhys Davies, the final solution to the British problem. It was, of course, no more a final solution to that problem than other final solutions have been solutions. And we should be chary of adopting a modern perspective of victims and nations, of aggressors and those subject to the oppressive attentions of a colonial or imperial king.